This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. We're talking this week about hepatitis and specifically hepatitis C. Kat?
Yes, it's now time to find out from Dr. Graham Alexander, who's clinical hepatologist at Addenbrooke's Hospital, what hepatitis C actually does to the body and how we try and treat it. So, hello Graham, welcome to the show.
Hiya.
Now, just before we start, we've had a quick question from Second Life, from Dali Waverider. He wants to know, how many classes of hepatitis virus are there and how are they different?
Well, a lot of viruses can affect the liver, but there's five that we recognise as important in the liver, and they're A, B, C, D and E. Rather imaginative, aren't we?
Fair enough.
The most important thing about hepatitis C is that it by and large, causes an infection that lasts for a lifetime, where the other viruses don't usually. So that differentiates it quite easily. And it's an RNA virus, whereas hepatitis B is a DNA virus infection. But that's a sort of semantic difference. The important thing about hepatitis C is it causes a lifelong infection in many people.
So let's look at this kind of infection. So we've discovered that it goes into cells in the liver and it sort of turns them into little virus factories. What effect does that actually have on the liver?
Well, I think the most important thing to stress straight away is that for most people, you don't know you've got hepatitis and it doesn't cause liver damage in the majority of people. But about 5%, perhaps as high as 20% of people in some populations get into a situation where they develop liver damage. And you might not know you've got liver damage evolving until maybe 15 or 20 years after you've been infected with the virus. And in a way, the virus wears the liver down over a period of years, causing scarring within the liver. And once the scarring is present, then the patient is at risk of liver failure and the complications thereof.
So presumably there must be something to do with the differences between people as why some people are susceptible to having liver damage from hepatitis infection and why some people aren't. Do we know anything about those kind of genetic factors?
Well, we do. We know quite a lot about those genetic factors. And we know that, for example, men do much worse than women. We know that it matters how old you are when you catch the virus. So men who are over 40 when they catch the hepatitis C do very much worse than, a young girl of 20 who catches the virus. We know that people who are overweight do very much worse than the patients who are thin. And we know that people who drink heavily increase their risk of liver damage from hepatitis C very, very much so.